Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Marion City Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
I got a new program coming up. I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah, we have started this actually here in October, but we're doing 4-H art after school, and it is here in the Paola office. And each month we have a different topic, and we are basically exploring some of the different visual arts projects you can take in 4-H. So this coming month in November, on November 12th, from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m., we have a cardstock sculpture. So we're going to use cardstock paper to build different sculptures and look at our creativity and, you know, explore some of the visual art techniques such as balance and, you know, sculpture as well. So that is open to any youth ages 7 to 18. There is a $10 fee for the supplies and information. And we do have registration information that will be coming out here shortly. So if you're interested in that, we do need that registration by November 5th. And we hope to have a lot of kids who want to come up and do a cardboard sculpture and learn more about the art medium of sculpture and balance. And just to let you know that this is actually something that we're doing throughout the year. We're exploring fiber arts and visual arts, including needlepoint, sculpture, weaving, painting, and many others. So we have them on each month. Like December 18th, we're going to do counted cross stitch. So we have little Christmas counted cross stitch items they're going to do. In January, we're planning a wire sculpture class. In February, we're doing weaving, and then we're going to end it in March probably with monochromatic painting. So there's a lot of fun activities here, and it's just one of the ways we're trying to get more youth involved and give them some hands-on instruction and grow our 4-H program. So if you know somebody who's 7 to 18 and can be over here by 3:30, they're welcome to come attend one of our 4-H art after school. And for more information, you can always check our website or our Facebook page, which is Mayor DeZine Extension District, or Miami County 4-H, or Miami County, Kansas 4-H, or Linn County 4-H. So either one of those will have that up and going, and hopefully we have a good time. We had our first one here in October, and it was a lot of fun. We did beaded embroidery, and they basically outlined like a dog, a puppy face, or a flower in the beads, and we had a lot of fun doing that, so hopefully this cardstock sculpture will be a lot of fun as well, and we'll see what kind of creativity these kids can come up with. So, like I said, if you want more information about this, contact us here at the office, and that's 913-294-4306.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. Can't wait to see how that turns out. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extended District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.